talk about disappointments.
Oh, really?
Yeah. These are some steps that God was giving me, so we're going to talk about them, go to the Bible. Y'all bring your Bibles?
Yep.
Good. I did too. All right, number one, you got to believe in God's plan for you. You just got to believe that God's got it all in His hands. Number two, grieve things that you didn't get. Grieve things that you expected and wanted, but you didn't get them. It's okay to grieve, but then go on from that. You know, we're going to have sadness. I have sadness this week. I can't quit crying this week. So it's a flushing of the spirit, I guess. But just know it's okay to grieve. You know, there's things that are bad that have happened to us in the past. And I'm going to talk a little bit about David today, so it will be a full-on cry. Sorry, Tim. Anyway, it's okay to grieve. But we can't stay in that mode, okay? We've got to go on and know that it's all in God's plan. The third one is to pray. And I know I was reading in the Bible earlier about going to your secret place to pray. It's because God wants that intimacy with you. I mean, we can all pray in here and go, oh, yeah, it was great. That's good. We go out and look. We need that intimacy in prayer. Because we're here, we're going to be the bride of Jesus one day when He comes back.
Amen.
So we all have things that were going on, but we need to pray. Please pray. The next thing, which is, this is really hard for me, is to listen and wait. That word right there, wait. I can listen fine, but it needs to happen straight away. You know what I mean? Okay, I got it. Okay, now what? Tomorrow you're going to answer this. I'm really bad about that. But yet I'll pray about things and then God, you know, just brings them around. And then I ask for things that I shouldn't be asking for and I get them and then God goes, see, I tried to tell you. But anyway, it'll be okay. The last thing is to believe. We've got to believe that God's still in charge. Yes, there's coronavirus. There is rioting. There is racism. All of these things. But it's not a surprise to God what's going on. God's still on the throne, amen?
Amen.
And we need to love one another. We need to love one another. And it needs to start here. It needs to start in your home.
Amen.
We need to start here. I'm amazed at how many people are here today. I'm just tickled pink. David always goes, I get so excited when everybody's here. I'm going, what? No, I'm always mad at him. Anyway, I still do all the time. Philippians 4. I'm sorry, I just want to be loud. Philippians. Don't act stupid here. You know where it is. Y'all have to talk amongst yourselves. Come on, baby. Shelly, do you have it? Because for some reason...
4 what? 13?
Philippians 4, 6 or 7.
I'm almost there now.
Thank you. I've been all day long struggling. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Plus, it's
not. Can you tell me again, 4, 6, and 7?
Philippians chapter 4, 6 through 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
That's my mom. Okay, I can see it way out here. Okay, so 4, 6, and 7, it says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Okay, will you read that one more time, slow. All right.
Let me go back up.
Okay, great.
Let me add 6 to that.
Well, go ahead on, sister.
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Amen, sister.
I just wanted to just do it like that.
I think it was better. Okay, obviously not on the top of my game today. Jeremiah 29:11.
Oh, that's mine right there.
Go ahead, Shelly. This is the Shelly Show, because I can't understand anything in my Bible today.
It's not the Shelly Show. It's just that I stood on that prayer more times than I cared.
Oh, yeah. This is my favorite.
Here's the fancy one around. I have got this Bible now. I have to answer to his in prison. And I wrote this place, and I wanted Johnson on it, and so be it. It was Johnson on it, and they let me have it. Even though it wasn't that Hicks last name. So, it's actually still got stuff from prison in it. Because I just leave it there.
I thought it'd be so cold.
I don't forget where I've been. Okay, I know where it is. I can't see.
Jeremiah what now?
Jeremiah 29-11. See, it's y'all's turn.
29.
That's why I can't find it.
I'm telling you.
I know where it is and I'm still
there. I have.
Okay. I'm getting so attacked.
Does 29-11? I'll say it.
Good.
Yeah, please say it.
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Mm.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
And that's the truth. He wants the best for us. You know, I made this example one time. I think David did too, about if you work it forward, they will bring a Chevy over and they want to test it out, but they want to find everything wrong with it. If you work it forward and you're testing out your own car, you want to find everything wonderful about it. In Jesus' name, leave me alone. Be gone in Jesus' name. So God wants the best for us. And sometimes it's so hard to understand. I'm sorry, Kimmy, will you pray over me? Because I'm being so attacked.
I'm going to come over you.
Just pray.
Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, I just pray over my mom and I just pray peace and protection from the top of her head down to the bottom of her feet. Lord, I just pray that she would feel the Holy Spirit take over and wash over her body. Lord, that she would just feel your peace and your comfort and your love and know that it's only you that is surrounding her. And that she would just feel you right beside her right now in the name of Jesus. And anything else would just be gone right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let her just feel your love.
I am not stupid.
You're not stupid.
You're not stupid. The devil's a liar.
Yes, honey. Okay, the last one, since I can find this so easy. Thank you, Kimmy.
I love you,
Priscilla. Sometimes we just have dumb moments.
Okay.
But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly.
Amen.
It's because he wants an intimacy with him, with me. No, we want it together, okay? This is just not working out.
It's fine. You're doing fine.
I'm going to come down here so I'll tell y'all a story.
You're doing fine.
It's just ridiculous.
I love you very much, and so does God. Everybody else in this room, you're doing just fine.
Well, I love you.
Stop beating yourself up.
It's just, I feel like a failure at the finances. I could go on for days, but I'm not going to.
There's a blessing right on the other side of
it. I'm looking for it, honey.
It's there.
Okay. I got to tell you, Kimmy had to get a checkup Thursday, right? We came up to the church and did our thing, and I got up here and knelt down and could hardly get up because my knee hurt so bad. And I prayed, and I got up, was out of breath, Toby, but I called and got an injection in my knee Friday, so it was better. But we go to her place Thursday. Kimmy had, I don't know if it was anxiety or just... It was hard. She had pressure on her chest. And everybody that came in and was walking, they were getting their little bands and they were going over there and sitting down and they were getting cobbled back. And I'm going, really? I got just a little heated about it. But I thought, no, God knows. I don't know, I'm just jacking with this. Okay, so everybody in there, mainly Hispanic people, which I truly love because my grandkids are Hispanic, a man and a woman comes in. This is how the man does. He's in his 60s. And the guy behind the desk said, excuse me, sir, you need to put a mask on. The virus is gone. It's gone. I saw it on TV. And I'm going, oh my gosh. And the kid goes, sir, if you're going to be in here, I'm very demonstrative. If you're going to be in here, you're going to put a mask. I tell you what, he grabbed his phone out and he went, I'm calling the sheriff, you're going to jail. I said, oh my gosh. I went, please call them, please. Because they're going to lock you up. So if that wasn't enough, if that was enough, he would, I am not putting on my mask. And he was talking to the Hispanic man behind him. He went, I tell you one, D-A-M-N, all these cuss words flying out of his mouth. Well, there's a Hispanic family right there with little children. Excuse me, sir. Sir, you need to be respectful. You are not being respectful. There are children in here and you don't need to be cursing.
He was saying another curse word.
Yeah, he was saying a lot of curse words. I thought, damn, okay, it's still... I don't even think that they realized that he was cussing because I don't think they spoke English, but it doesn't matter. I was standing up for him. Mm-hmm. He kept ranting and raving and then... And he goes up here and goes, I tell you what, you're going to hit the concrete. Oh, I came up with it. Oh, sir, no, 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 no. You are not touching that man behind the counter. I went, he has rules and you need to follow. I got COPD, I can't breathe. Okay, I apologize that you have that, but you're not going to act like that in here. Please, sir, be respectful. Oh, I tell you what. So he had the mask right here, was put it on. And they said, would you mind waiting down there? You know, because he's crazy. He comes back in. Say, stop. I'm going to take this mask off. I've got COPD. And his wife was walking out. You know, bless you, ma'am. Bless you. I mean, this guy was crazier than I've been. And I could be crazy on David Whitmore. And lo and behold, lo and behold, God starts whispering to me. And Kimmy's going, Mom. Mm. I went, I'm being respectful. If I have to beat him up, I will. But I, and she goes, if he says something to you, I'm going to get in on it. I went, if he touches that guy behind the counter, we're going to fight. I was ready. I could put him down. I knew I could. The wife comes over.
For breathing.
I know it was all built up in me from the week. I feel, boy, you can kick it. You know, no. The wife comes over to me and she's going, I wasn't trying to be disrespectful to your husband, but there's children here, which they're talking Spanish. They had no idea he was cursing, which was okay. And she said, I'm just so tired. Then she goes, I'm going to be 62. I don't even look it, do I? And I want to go, no, you look 70, but it's okay. I said, I know Larry says, don't lie. I went, really? Okay. She looks worse than I do. Anyway, so I said, you seem so out of breath. I'm just so dry. And God went, offer to buy her water. I'm going, I don't have much money, God. Offer to buy her. Okay. The man comes in and sits down, the disrespectful gentleman. So God went, ask him if he wants water. I went, you are crazy. I went, no, he's mean. Go ask him. Ooh.
Yeah.
Sir, would you like a bottle of water? Well, yes, I would. Okay. I had a bunch of coins that I was saving to put in the Walmart thing. And then Kimmy needed a drink, so I just was putting it back there, and the ladies following me around. Oh, my gosh. I got over there and gave him the water. Thank you. She downed that thing in 2 seconds. She was so thirsty. And God said, see, I will tell you when to bless someone, and you best be obedient. So I was obedient. I would have had $21, but I only had $15 at the Walmart. But I was going to take something back, but they won't take any returns right now. I went, oh, okay, that's great. Don't mind if I put some meat in between my knees here, do you? Okay, it was just crazy. Crazy week, crazy. But God is so good. He just took that anger right away from me when I got that water. So that was an experience.
Yeah.
So I really need to talk about David today. I don't know why, because I know I'll cry. But I don't think Shelly ever heard the story or anything, too. So
please don't make me cry.
I've already been crying, so.
It's oh, just, so I can just join in.
Yeah. This okay. Is just, I just got to say a few things. David is such a wonderful man. He was. Everybody loved him.
Amen.
At the funeral, I asked everyone to clap that he had touched your life.
Oh, I'd be clapping.
This place was so loud. It's a great man. Amen. Wasn't too good on the compassion with me, but that's okay. So, I mean, would you? Anyway, so he had a really bad headache. David never complains, always wants to go to work. I went, David, so I took him to the doctor, and she said, it's probably a sinus infection. Okay. If you feel like this tomorrow, you need to go to the emergency room. Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So, lo and behold, he went into work. I called him at work. Hey, David, how you feel? Pris, I'm so glad you called. You got to take me to the emergency room.
Oh,
well, of course, then I knew, oh my gosh. But this is just the power of God. We got in the car, went to the emergency room. He started to code.
Oh my.
And they're getting him and all this stuff. They gave him morphine and stuff. And I mean, his body just couldn't handle it. It was awful. So this is a funny part for you, Shelley. David started, his voice was changing. There was something wrong with him. I thought he had a stroke or something.
Oh my.
Well, he was so hungry. He wanted to eat so bad. So they wouldn't let him. So he's thinking to himself, tomorrow morning, I'm going to get breakfast. So he cleaned off his little tray and had it all set by his bed. And the nurses come in. They went, good morning, Mr. Whitmore. How you doing? He goes, I'm just sitting here waiting for my breakfast. And they went, oh, no, Mr. Whitmore, you're not going to be eating. He pounded that thing and he went, I have cleaned off my little table. Have you seen it? I want my breakfast. When they walked out, he called him the B word. He never cussed.
David.
Those don't care if I eat or die. And I went, David, calm down, calm down. Well, they started giving him drinks, and he started coughing. And he goes, you know, you're right, Chris, I'm aspirating. I know. So anyway, went through a bunch of tests. He got progressively worse. They did the endoscopy, and it really screwed up his voice. I think, did he talk like the mafia when you were there? He started, he went, hey, me, my little friend. I mean, he was talking like the mafia. And I'm going, what is with you? Anyway, it was funny. He even wanted to hug Kathy and tell her that he loved her. I thought, oh my gosh, this is, I'm kidding. They fight all the time.
So I'm kidding.
So anyway, I take Kimmy because she had fallen at that store and had her leg all broke. And I had Isabella, and we went to take her to the orthopedic. We're coming out, and Isabella wants a Happy Meal. And I said, okay. And the stuff just instantly went, no. And I said, Bella, I will get you something down at the hospital, okay? We need to go see Pops. Okay. Sweet child. God, I love her. We get to the hospital. As soon as I walk in, I want Ellery in bed. And I'm going, oh, wait. He went, I couldn't get up. I'm like, baby, you don't need to get up. And the nurses start running in there because things were beeping and all that stuff. And they went, okay, let's get everything off. And he struggles to go to the restroom.
He's a bad patient.
He went into the restroom. I helped clean him up. Got back to the bed. He goes, I don't feel sick. I'm going to get your oxygen on. He laid down, and I mean, within 5 minutes, he starts coding.
Oh, my.
Just, that kind of sound. Kimmy starts screaming down the hall, and there were 20 people came in that room, at least. Right, stuff on the board. How much did you give him? What time? I mean, just like on ER.
Oh, my.
It was crazy, and all I could do was sit in that chair and look at him and pray for him. And the nurse kept going, ma'am, you want to go out in the hall? I went, I can't. I got to stay here and pray for my husband. He's dying. And this went on. There was a lady so graciously across the hall went, hi, what's your name? Isabella, you want to play on my phone some games? Her mother was in the hospital. She took her right there, played games with her. Isabella had no idea what was going on. And he just kept, making all these noises. I just kept praying and praying. And the nurse kept going, please, ma'am, do you want to go? I wanted to punch her. I didn't know I had so much anger. I said, no, I want to be with my husband that's dying. And the nurse then proceeded to get up on top of him and start doing compressions. I went, that's it, I can't. I start walking out the door. I get to this chair that they put out there in the hall for me. 20 people there. God said, today's the day, Pris.
Oh, no.
He said Priscilla. He didn't call me Pris. I call me Pris. And I went, no. He went, today's the day.
Oh.
And I said, God, no. He went, it's the day. The doctor came out to me. Man, we're going to get him in ICU. We're going to put him on machines. I went, nope, not going to put him on machines. And he goes, well, we're going to get him back. We're going to get him back. I went, you can do everything you can, but my God has just told me he's taking him. And he looked at me like I need to be on the fifth floor or whatever it is. And his son is like, his day is on. I went, no, man. He came out to me three times. Man, we're going to get him. I went, he's gone. I just knew it. God took him. And they kept working on him, working on him. And then the neurosurgeon came out, and then he went like this to stop. They worked on him 38 minutes.
Oh, man.
But during that time, one time he opened his eyes. And they went, Mr. Whitmore, Mr. Whitmore. And I think he was looking for me. Of course, I think that.
Of course he was.
I hit the floor. Kimmy called Larry. She called everybody. Had the strength to do that. So I asked all the kids. I asked all the kids to come in the room. And I said, is it okay that we donate his organs and tissues, whatever? Because David always said, do something good for somebody.
Right.
And they said, yeah, Mom, that's fine.
Okay.
I love you, honey. We loved you. We know that. We loved Tim and me, too. Oh, my God. And we...
Oh! Terrible.
We donated his organs.
I'm good now.
Okay. We donated his organs. What organs are good? And tissues. He's helped five people get their eyesight back. He's helped someone get a new ACL. And, I mean, that's just David. Keep on giving and giving. And he's still giving. That's how much I love that man. He's still giving today. And I think that's just, it's amazing how God has everything planned. Before I went to get Isabella that morning, I got up and cleaned the whole house. I never do that. But I had about 50 people there, so it was a good thing. But what I'm trying to say is nothing is a surprise to God. When your time comes, it's going to be there.
Amen.
Let's just don't worry. Let's live today like it's our last. Do what we need to for one another like it's our last. Extend that kindness like it's our last.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing will ever take the place of God in our lives. Nothing.
Amen.
And even though you're going through a disappointment right now, I know a lot of us are going through disappointments right now. Either with your bodies, money, relationships, it's okay. God's got you. He's going to see that you get through this and then help somebody else.
Amen.
So my encouragement for you today is let's lean on one another, let's praise God together, and let's get through this journey. We'll get
Amen.
Through it, I promise. I promise you we're going to be okay.
Amen.
And what's the worst that could happen? We'd be in heaven with all of our loved ones. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you gave us such a beautiful man. I don't know why I needed to talk to him about him today, but I'm just doing what you told me to do. I love you. I give you my love. I give you my life. Father, help me make the decisions that I need to make. Help me to know that you love me. Help everyone here to know that they love, that you love them with all your heart and that you want the very best for them. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Be with the service. Be with the singing as we give this time to you to exalt you. Jesus, help me make it.
Amen. This will be the perfect time.